Last week, one of our parishioners shared with me a link to some YouTube videos of a number of Eucharistic processions on the solemnity of Corpus Christi. I saw one video from 1941 where 3,000 people were present for the Corpus Christi procession in Cork in southern Ireland. The commentator on this 1941 video said, "The ceremony of Corpus Christi was never more impressive or the worshippers more devout. Almost the entire Catholic population is marshaled to join in this public act of homage to the King of Kings." You know, 80 years ago, they just had a beautiful command of the English language. Their choice of words here is really beautiful. And in the video, it was just so beautiful to see the altar boys throwing rose petals down just before the monstrance passed them by. It was so beautiful to see all the little girls who made their first Holy Communion wearing their white communion dresses with the little veils. And it was so inspiring to see all the people kneeling down on the cobblestone streets of Cork as the Blessed Sacrament passed by the faithful. There was one YouTube video of the Corpus Christi procession in 1934 in Liverpool, England. You know that northwest England port, which is right across the Irish Sea from Dublin. So if you leave Dublin and go east, you'll end up right in Liverpool, England. And they were having a very special Corpus Christi procession that year to commemorate the 19th centenary of the institution of the Most Holy Eucharist by our Lord in the Upper Room, which is the gospel that we just heard today, right? So in 1934, it was the 1,000th, 900th anniversary of the institution of the Most Holy Eucharist. And they had this massive Corpus Christi procession. I'd never seen this before. The commentator in this YouTube video said that there were 30,000 people in Liverpool for the procession. Now, 30,000 people, think of that. There are about four cities in our whole diocese that are bigger than 30,000 people. So 30,000 people, the commentator said there were 300 priests, 500 altar boys, and in the choir in 1934, there were 10,000 schoolchildren singing those beautiful Eucharistic hymns. It was just beautiful to see. Now, some of the oldest Corpus Christi processions in the world, you know, take place in that famous Umbrian town of Orvieto, which is to the north of Rome and to the west of Assisi, the town of Orvieto. And maybe someday you'll be able to go to Orvieto on Corpus Christi and participate in their elaborate Eucharistic processions. They're some of the oldest processions in the world. You can YouTube those videos too of the Corpus Christi procession that took place earlier today. You know, it was because of the famous Eucharistic miracle that happened in Orvieto in the year 1263 that Pope Urban IV was inspired to establish today's solemnity and feast of Corpus Christi with the papal bull Transiturus, which he issued on the 11th of August, 1264. My patron, St. Thomas Aquinas, actually helped write the papal bull establishing today's feast. Here's what it says. This is most of the bull because the bull is really, really short. Pope Urban IV. "Although this memorial sacrament is frequented in the daily solemnities of the Mass, So what does that mean? That we commemorate the memorial of the Eucharist every day at Mass. He says, nevertheless, we think it's suitable and worthy that at least once a year, especially to confound the lack of faith and the infamy of heretics, I love that phrase, right? To confound the lack of faith for those who don't believe in the Eucharist or who are heretics and teach something false about the Eucharist, in order to combat the lack of faith and heretical teaching about the Eucharist, the Pope says a more solemn and honorable memory of this sacrament should be held. He says, to strengthen and exalt the Catholic faith, we decree that besides the daily memory that the Church makes of this sacrament in the Eucharist, there be celebrated a more solemn and special annual memorial, and we designate the Thursday after the octave of Pentecost, so that on that Thursday, devout throngs of the faithful might gather lovingly for this purpose at the churches, in order that both clergy and people might rise up and rejoice in songs of praise. Stunning. So the Thursday after the octave of Pentecost, so last Thursday, we had a beautiful, beautiful Corpus Christi Mass here in the church and a beautiful procession because Jesus instituted the Eucharist on a Thursday. Devout throngs of the faithful might gather to rise up and rejoice in songs of praise. Then he says, let the hearts and votive offerings of all mouths and lips break forth in hymns of saving joy. Then let faith sing, hope dance, charity exult, devotion applaud, the choir be jubilant, and purity delight. Then let each one with willing spirit and prompt will come together laudably, fulfilling his duties, celebrating the solemnity of so great a feast. That's just stunning language. Let faith sing, hope dance, charity exalt, devotion applaud, the choir be jubilant. Let each one with a willing spirit and a prompt will come together to celebrate so great a feast. My favorite part of the papal bull, I think, was written by St. Thomas himself. It goes like this. O most excellent sacrament, O sacrament to be adored, venerated, worshipped, glorified, magnified with special praise, extolled with worthy hymns, honored by all kinds of study, accompanied by devout offerings, and guarded by sincere souls. O most noble memorial, to be entrusted to the innocent of heart, firmly embraced by the soul, diligently reserved in the womb of the heart and in meditation, seducously examined by multitudes, O most excellent sacrament. Now you know why the Reverend James Thomas O'Connor, in his book, The Hidden Manna, says that this papal bull, Transiturus, is arguably the most beautiful document on the Eucharist ever composed by a successor of St. Peter. Beautiful, beautiful words. And as I watched those YouTube videos and read the papal bull, I couldn't help but wonder, how many people today would come for a Eucharistic procession? 30,000 in Liverpool in 1934. Do you think in Rochester we could get 30,000? We have, what, 110,000, 115,000 and growing? Do you think we could get 30,000 people together? 300 priests? We don't even have that many priests in our diocese, do we? Do you think we could find 300 priests? 500 altar boys? 10,000 school children to sing in the choir? I wonder how different the world would be today if more people gave public worship and adoration to the Lord's body and blood. I'm amazed at times at how many people don't get down on their knees before the Blessed Sacrament, or or walk right by without genuflecting to the tabernacle. I'm scandalized at how many people run away, slam doors, speed off, actually cut through the procession, walk right in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and are talking during adoration. I'm scandalized by this. Seems as if everyone has something more important to do than adore the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. And yet, as we said last week, the most proper activity of the human person, the best activity all week, is the adoration, worship, and praise of the Lord's body, blood, soul, and divinity. I think we really have a lack of faith in the Eucharist. Does every Catholic believe that at the consecration of the Mass, the bread and wine actually change into the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ? Does every Catholic believe it is not a symbol of his body, but really and truly the flesh and blood, soul and divinity of the risen Lord Jesus Christ? Jesus says, when the Son of Man comes, will he find any faith on the earth? When Jesus comes again, will anyone believe? Will there be anyone left who believes that the host is really and truly the body and blood of Jesus? In private revelations in the year 1675, our Lord told St. Margaret Mary Alacoque at her convent chapel of the Visitation in Parly-le-Monial in France that on the solemnity of the Sacred Heart of Jesus, which is the day after the octave of Corpus Christi, that she should go to confession, worthily receive Holy Communion, and make a solemn act of reparation for the indignities Jesus has received in the Blessed Sacrament while exposed on the altars of the world. Our Lord told St. Margaret Mary Alacoque, would you please do me the favor, you at least, of making up for all their ingratitude as far as you can? So in this Corpus Christi Sunday, at least I, can try to repair our Lord's broken heart for the ingratitude he's received, for the greatest gift that he's given us, his body, blood, soul, and divinity. That's what we do today by offering a solemn Mass with incense. That's what we do today by having a procession. There's signs to Jesus of our love and adoration and devotion to him. Today we say to the body and blood of Jesus, Lord, even if nobody else cares, I care. Lord, even if no one else adores you today, I will adore you today. I believe in you, Jesus. I adore you. I love you. I thank you. O most excellent sacrament, O sacrament to be adored, venerated, worshipped, glorified, O sacrament to be magnified with special praise, extolled with worthy hymns, honored by all kinds of study, accompanied by devout offerings, and guarded by sincere souls, O sacrament most holy, O sacrament divine, all praise and all thanksgiving be every moment thine. Amen.